Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Two interesting things in there. One is, I get to practice. I don't have to get it right the first time, second, third, or fourth time. I get to practice training my senses. The other point in this that Faith brought up the other day is, if it says that we have our senses trained to discern, then we must be able to sense, or we wouldn't be able to train them. Okay? If you get nothing else out of this, and you're going to get a lot more out of this because we're going to start breaking stuff off for you guys in a little bit. Don't run out yet. If you get nothing else, as you start this process, begin with this tool. I call it check yourself at the door. How do you think people get words of knowledge for physical healing? Tons of you were in the healing school. How do you do it? You check your body. How am I feeling? I get up this morning, I'm doing fine. I walk outside and I'm around a group and all of a sudden, oh, my shoulder. Oh, there must be somebody here who has a shoulder problem. Right? Oh, my knee. Okay, my knee. Okay, there's something. Because I didn't walk into the atmosphere with a knee problem. It's the same thing for discerning the spiritual climates. We were laughing that, you know, we could call it climate control or something. I check myself. How am I doing? I wake up in the morning, and there is no wrong side of the bed, by the way. Okay, you don't get back on, roll over, and go to the other side. You take authority over it. I don't have to walk with this grumpy mode, okay? I was going to say something. It's not your spouse you're talking to. It's yourself. Okay. So I do. I check myself. How am I doing? I wake up. I'm happy. I walk into work, I walk into a store, I walk into somewhere, and I'm sensing, how am I feeling now that I'm in a new climate, a new atmosphere? Because what has happened between here and there tells me what's in the atmosphere. There are some stores in town that I have a hard time going into because I want to buy everything on the shelf. I do. I mean, it's hilarious. It's like, I have to have 6 cans of chili and 8 cans of tomatoes and 9 peanut butter sandwiches or whatever. I mean, it's like, I have to buy it, I have to buy it, I have to buy it. Oh, I didn't walk in with that. I have a list of 4 things. My son Timmy calls that bachelor shopping. When he goes with me, he goes, no, we are bachelor shopping. 4 things on the list. But in certain stores, it's like, but I just want to buy it all. Oh, that's a good price. I just got to get 10 of them. Well, that's a good atmosphere for them because they sell a lot. Yeah. But what happens is I have stepped into a panic place. I have stepped into, it's going to be gone any minute. I've stepped into the blue light specials and hurry, rush to it now. And if I don't take control over it, I come home with a whole lot more than was on my list. Okay? Am I making sense? All right. Once you have discerned the spirit, you are pretty close to being master over it. It's almost like the I see you and you are going down. You know, it's the discerning it, the seeing it, that's the hardest thing. So we're going to look through relationship and we're going to practice it. We're going to be vulnerable to close friends, not to people who don't already think you're crazy. Okay, but to your close friends. Genesis 4, 6 through 8. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? If you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is for you. But you must master it. But Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. I don't think he mastered that spiritual realm he was in very well. He carried it with him. He allowed his self-talk, we're going to talk about some in a minute, to fuel that place. Okay? If I check myself at the door and I know I'm feeling good, and all of a sudden I walk in and I am as angry as can be, then I have the opportunity to partner with it, the sin that is coming at me, or I have the ability to say, you know what? I didn't come in with you, and I'm not walking with you, and I send you back. And the atmosphere shifts around you. See, the idea is we are to affect the world. The world isn't supposed to affect us. But if we can't discern it, if we don't have the techniques to figure out what to do about it, then we come under the world's atmospheres. I think it's really fun. Many times I've done this. People are arguing on the streets, they're screaming and yelling at each other. And, you know, let's say it's uptown and there's, you know, you can like pretend to window shop. And I'll just pretend to window shop and I'll be shabarada, shomarada kida, hulada peace, shalom, barada, shamarada kida. And then it's like they quit arguing and they look at each other like, oh, whatever. See, because we have the ability to discern it, to not partner. Now I can walk in that and just get in on the fight. Yeah, well, leave her alone. Stop it. Do this stuff. Okay, which people do, and it becomes mobs. Or we can shift the atmosphere by releasing the opposite. Okay? Yeah. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Yeah. There are so many times, because of the ministry that I do, inner healing deliverance, there are so many times where I'm invited into people's atmospheres. People come with self-pity. People come with pain, with sorrow. Sometimes the hardest things to do in those situations is not to partner with what they bring to the table. You know, and I've gotten to the place now where I sin. And my best phrase, I don't know how else to explain it, is check myself at the door. I walk in and I think God's going to show up, because he always does. And I walk in, I think he's going to show up. This is going to be amazing. And within 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh, this person is too screwed up. What just happened? Yeah. I just came under their atmosphere of fear of, you can't help me. I am too messed up. I've tried everybody and nobody can help me. Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy come in one time and he said, I don't hear, I don't see, I don't feel. I've already had a sozo. It failed. Didn't work. And here I am. And without thinking about it, because I didn't come in with that. I came in with, yay, I got someone else coming in the door. God's going to show up, going to happen, okay? And I said, great. He goes, what? I said, we can only go up from here. I said, I can't let you down. And it just diluted and dissolved the hopelessness. See, for me, that's resisting the devil and the sin that is crouching at the door, the sin that's saying, join with me, join with helplessness, join with the inability to rise above this. And when we do, we have no authority over it. And he would not have gone out changed had I partnered with that.